Lunar New Year, Valentine's Day, Mardi Gras, for a range of holiday celebrations, kids, and grown-up birthdays, Americans have shopped at Party City. But this purveyor of balloons, costumes, and party supplies has filed for bankruptcy. NPR's Alina Selyukh explains.
Years ago, Party City held big promise. The stuff it sells didn't used to have a ton of competition.
You do you. Only at Party City.
Vampire teeth, party hats, wigs, and streamers, a vast selection of fairly cheap items unmatched by their stores, things that people like to buy in person, not online.
Shop Party City for Valentine's Day,
Cinco de Mayo,
4th of July,
Thanksgiving,
biggest St. Patrick's Day sale ever.
But little by little, competition stacked up. Joe Feldman is an analyst at Telsey Advisory Group.
I mean, there's a lot of other places you can get party supplies, whether it's at Walmart or Target or Amazon or the dollar stores or even the grocers.
Now even Home Depot is in the giant plastic skeleton game. Not to mention Spirit Halloween, chomping at Party City's most important season.
Halloween, be flirty, be scary.
Add to that some peculiar challenges of a party store, like the helium shortage, a global problem that just won't go away for years now, making Party City's big balloon business a bit of a trick. Then things got really dicey during the pandemic.
Social gathering really ground to a halt for like 2 years, right? Party City is the place you go for social gathering supplies.
These days, inflation is the latest scare. People have been looking a bit more closely at their party budgets. And through it all, Party City has been carrying a big burden, almost $2 billion in debt. And that's why it's filed for bankruptcy, to get its debt under control. This story has played out with many once unrivaled chains.
Toys R Us is an example. Neiman Marcus, J. Crew.
David Silverman is a senior director at Fitch Ratings, listing off some notable bankruptcies of recent years. This traces back to the mid-2000s, when private equity firms swept through the retail world, taking prominent companies private in so-called leveraged buyouts, loading them up with debt.
The plan is for the company to grow and use the cash flow to pay down debt. And that just simply hasn't happened in the case of Party City.
To be clear, Party City is not going out of business, but its sagging sales have made its debt untenable. Silverman says the good news is that the company does seem to have a clear plan, a deal not only to restructure and shed some debt, but also an infusion of money to stay open through the bankruptcy. The company has more than 800 stores and seems to suggest that it may close at least a couple dozen of them. The big question is whether it will stop there. Alina Selyukh, NPR News.